Hello, Timmy.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you, matey.
I've been asking many people, and we've got a list of questions to be asking you, okay?
Yep.
And I just want to know what you think and everything like that. The first question is, if a film were to be made about your life, who would you most like to play you?
Oh, that's a good question.
It is a good question. I like that one. I thought that one.
Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams.
Oh, good choice.
I think he'd do me really well, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think Robbie's a real star. I think he's got great, great qualities. I think he's brilliant. I think he's a sensational all-round performer and entertainer. And I think he would get the essence of Timmy and be able to portray me very well.
Okay, the second question. Where do you shop to get your wacky clothes from? Or do they get specially made for you? I mean, because I go to Burton's and I never see them.
There's a bit of both. I mean, I've got a huge wardrobe of wild and wonderful wacky clothes, mm-hmm. Which are used for different shows. But each time I do some sort of performance or whatever, there's always something new. For Timmy Towers, I've had some special costumes made.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to come on to certain aspects of your dress code later on, but if we go on to the next question, Sash, do you want to tell?
Yeah. Out of the following, which puppet would you most like to be and why? We've got Miss Piggy, Kermit the Frog, Gordon the Gopher, Ed the Duck, Basil Brush, Big Bird, Sooty, and Zippy from Rainbow. Which puppet would you most like to be?
And why?
Wow. I guess the ones I really like would be Kermit and Basil Brush.
Uh-huh.
Gordon the Gopher's quite good fun.
Have you met Gordon the Gopher?
I've come across Gordon.
Who did you prefer, him or Robbie Williams?
Ooh, now that's a tough one. But no, I'd go for Kermit.
Okay, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
I should think the mallet.
Okay, I'm going to ask the next one. Number 5, who is the most famous person in your mobile phone and can we have their number?
No, you can't have their number. But on the mobile phone, there's quite a lot actually. There's quite a few famous people on there.
The most famous. You know, we're talking about big famous.
Big stardom.
Big stardom.
Big stardom.
Big stardom. Big, big, big.
I know.
What's that noise, Tim?
Where are you?
Yeah, probably.
Pardon?
I say Chris Evans.
Chris Evans? Oh, you're friends with Chris Evans? Ah, cool. Okay, right, going back to the dress code, the glasses. Okay, now, who came first, Dame Edna or you?
Dame Edna.
Did she inspire you? Because, I mean, they are a bit Dame Edna-ish, you know.
No.
This is not my question, by the way.
Not really. No, I mean, I've been wearing glasses since I was 7,
mm-hmm.
and Barry Humphreys doesn't need to wear them.
All right.
Just wears them, and they're just blank frames with no lenses.
Okay, number 8. Who wants to read that one?
I'll ask you that one.
Okay, go on.
Can you please repeat at the same old speed the instructions for Mallet's Mallet?
Mallet's Mallet's a word association game where you mustn't pause or hesitate, repeat a word or say a word I don't like, otherwise you get back in the like this. All right, this is the one with the most bruises, losers look at each other and go, blah!
Incredible.
Excellent.
Did that take a lot of practice?
No.
I'm going to do the next question. Apparently Whack-A-Day, okay, this is a very long question, so I hope you take it in. Apparently Whack-A-Day was created within 1 week to quickly replace Ronan Rat, right? Is that true? Right, okay. Now, because of this, the title music doesn't tell you anything about the show, right?
Correct.
Because the creators didn't know what Whack-A-Day was going to be about. So the lyrics are, it's Whack-A-Day, no school today. Here's what you got to do. Forget the post, put down the toast. See what we've got for you. Oh, Whack-A-Day, what's there? Wait and see. Who's on? Find out. Stay tuned. Okay, let's go. Actually, it does sound a bit like this. Okay, so that's the Whack-A-Day theme tune, as I'm sure you know. Now then, Whack-A-Day started in 1985, okay, and finished in 1992. So within 7 years, surely they knew what it was all about. So why didn't they change the theme tune?
Don't know.
Because it doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, you know, 7 years, they know what Whack-A-Day is all about. So they should have changed it.
I think it held some of the magic by never having bothered to change the theme tune. I mean, I didn't know the words until you turned to me then, because I could never remember them. I was always thinking, what the heck am I going to say next?
Well, there we go. So I'm useful for something in life. Okay, the next question. Pinky Punky.
Yep.
Right. Always used to say, Mr. Mallet, Mr. Mallet, can I go to the toilet?
Yeah.
Right. Now, first of all, the question is, what? Yeah, what was it all about? Okay, I mean, why did he say that?
Probably because he wanted to go.
I suppose that makes sense. Question 10, Cassie.
Who would you most like to work with?
Oh, Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, have you met her?
Yes, I have. I think she's great. I like her. I'd love to work with Kylie.
Wouldn't we all?
Kylie came on Whackaday, and I'd like to see her again now.
Alison, do you want to do number 11?
Yeah, okay. Okay, if you had the opportunity to go back in time and change one thing in your life, what would that one thing be?
Change one thing in my life?
Yes.
Change one thing in my life. I'd be taller.
Taller. do you find it hard to reach certain things?
It'd be great to be taller. I always like the idea of looking down on people instead of looking up.
What would you most like to be reincarnated as?
Bob the Builder.
Okay, Cassie, number 15.
Can you speak any other language, and if so, which one?
Yes, I'm quite good at Japanese, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I just did an advert for a Japanese beer, which had this line I had to do in Japanese, which goes, Asai biru, ajino kijun, which means it's considerable. And I said, what do you mean, it's considerable? They said, ah, well, in English you would say, it's brilliant, it's fantastic. So it's considerable. And I just thought that's a really funny thing. So I think my catchphrase in Japanese would be utterly, utterly considerable.
Oh, fair enough. That's a bit bizarre. Okay, next question. Mayonnaise or salad dressing?
Salad dressing.
Okay, quick one there. Okay, good. Number 17.
Jessica Rabbit or Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Mouse.
That surprises me. Cause
she's got big ears. she's a cartoon character.
Okay, fair enough. Number 20, what did you think of Cliff Richard's Millennium Prayer?
I didn't really. Didn't particularly think about it.
No? Because it was very kind of, you know, very opinionated. Yeah, controversial at the time.
Was it?
A lot of the radio stations banned it, saying it's not right, and the only reason why they had to play it was because it went to number one.
So why did they ban it? What was wrong with it?
I just think they thought it was
mainly
cheap.
Chris Evans, I think.
Yeah, your very good friend Chris
pioneered
Evans.
It.
Yeah, because he threw everything out the window. Did you not know that? That's Beach Chris. okay. When you have a free minute or you are bored, what do you most like to do?
Oh, I paint.
Oh, is that like as in walls or actually like paint pictures?
A bit of both. I've been doing some murals recently on GMTV.
All right.
Mm. Yeah, good. I like doing that. I turn up at people's houses, paint a great big picture on their wall, saves having to buy a frame.
Okay. Next question. Do you ever watch the good old days of Whack-A-Day on video and cry?
No.
Good. Because neither do we. So do we not see the return of Whack-A-Day ever?
Do you want to?
I think it'd be great to. I mean, it's just Mallet's Mallet. I miss it.
One of the things I'm doing quite a lot of at the moment is a lot of student gigs. I tend to go off to...
I know. Do you fancy coming to my university?
Which is that?
It's Lipa.
Absolutely.
And because I'm studying to be an actor there.
We'll
have to speak over email.
We'll get people to get it booked up.
Okay. Number 24, Sash.
Have you ever used your mallet in a rage of anger or just to shut up an annoying kid on your show?
No.
No?
Nah.
How about the wife? Sorry, Mrs. Mallet.
Oh dear. And finally, who wants to say this? The final question.
It's very deep.
Yes, it's very deep. Go on, Alison.
How would you say you've contributed to the good of mankind?
Oh, I've hit a huge number of people on the head. And that's a good thing.
Not a few brain cells out.
Absolutely.
And why not?
Yeah.
Timmy, it's been a great pleasure, and it's been a thrill.
Have a nice life. Well, see you in heaven.
Thank you very much, Timmy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.